You're listening to the special program, Pulse, 1 year later. Here in Orlando, we have a profound sense of lingering effects from the Pulse nightclub shooting. Those who were directly affected grapple with long recoveries, difficult memories, post-traumatic stress. Some of that hurt is felt by the larger community. And yet, we also see signs of a city showing a new degree of solidarity with its LGBTQ members. But here in Orlando, we're in the eye of the storm, and it's hard to see the impact of Pulse from a larger perspective. Dan Savage has that insight. He's a columnist, the voice of the Savage Lovecast, and the founder of the It Gets Better Project, a group that offers support to LGBTQ youth.
There's something about social media and the way social media puts us all in one place, all at one time. And I lived through the worst days of the AIDS epidemic in the gay community. One of the things that kind of was upsetting was people being grief vultures, claiming grief and pain that wasn't their own. And so I don't want to suggest that that's what's going on here, but I really do feel like everyone felt present in Orlando and impacted directly because of the way we live on social media. Less directly, and I think with less impact than, of course, people who were there and people who were, you know, geographically more closely situated and felt more personally threatened. But I really feel like everyone all across the country, I think that's one of the reasons you saw this response. Everyone felt that this was close by, that this was nearby, that we were virtually there. And that's the power of social media. And it, I think, created a feelings of empathy, not just in the Orlando community for the victims and or in the Orlando community for Orlando, but across the country for the victims and for Orlando.
The role that clubs play in the LGBT community is sometimes one of a safe space. And we're hearing that people shied away from the clubs here in Orlando after the shooting. Based on what you're hearing, did the shooting make members of the LGBT community outside Orlando feel less safe going out to the clubs? Was there a violation of that feeling of having a safe and comfortable place to be?
Absolutely. I had friends here in Seattle who were afraid to go out, afraid of some lunatic with easy access to a gun deciding to be a copycat mass murderer. So yeah, people were nervous and afraid. People also felt then, I think, compelled to go out, to confront their fears and to not be cowed. We also had another incident in Seattle a few years ago where someone threatened to attack people in the bars. And the response of the community was for everyone, including members of our city council, to go on a gay bar crawl one night and to fill up the bars and show that we weren't afraid. But paradoxically, those moments where you go out to show you're not afraid, you're actually confronting and staring down your fears. You are afraid, and you're going out despite those fears.
Has it raised the LGBT community's profile, in your opinion?
Yes, and it's a tragedy that it takes a tragedy. You know, it took the brutal killing of Matthew Shepard for people to start discussing hate crimes in relationship to LGBT people. It took the HIV/AIDS epidemic for people to see gay love for what it was, the equivalent of, and as deeply felt and as meaningful as straight love. It takes something like Orlando for people to realize that the people in queer bars, the lesbian, gay, bi, trans, Latina people at Pulse are human beings, not just abstractions, not just these cliches, but human beings with families. And in a way, that's what the AIDS epidemic did. People were dying, and it wasn't just gay people who were being impacted. It was straight people, straight friends, straight family members who were being devastated by the losses. And what Orlando demonstrated, what these deaths demonstrated, was that queer people aren't living on an island all unto themselves. The queer people come from straight communities, straight families, and we're knit into the wider community. And when you rip out, as the HIV/AIDS epidemic did, hundreds of thousands of us, or you take out 50 of us in one community, quickly what you see is that queer people are important, that queer people are loved, and that queer people are not in a silo labeled queer all by themselves, that we are part of our communities. And that's why the wider Orlando community was so devastated by this attack.
Do you think with what's happened, the LGBT community has a role to play in gun control? And if so, what is that role or what do you think it should be?
Obviously, we all have a role to play in demanding sane gun control policies. And the LGBT community absolutely has a role to play. You know, there are times when a tragedy gives you a platform and you want to not seem exploitative or not seem exploited or not feel exploited, but you want to seize those opportunities to, in the wake of a tragedy, create progress on a difficult issue like gun control. And I was thrilled and heartened to see so many queer people stepping up and making the battle for sane gun control policies their battle in the wake of the Pulse massacre.
What struck you the most about the response to the shooting? Was there a singular moment, or was there a broad, overarching concept? What struck you the most?
Just the tsunami of love and support that you saw pour forth, and the stories that were told, and stories that were told in the wake of it that aren't often told about queer people of color who are often overlooked or not included in the narrative about queer lives. That was what really struck me. In the wake also of Pulse, what you saw was, you saw the whole community come out and say, this happened to all of us, because queer people are a part of our community too. They are part of the us. And so you can see glimmers of the progress even in the giant dark cloud of the event itself. Those glimmers of progress can give us the strength and hope to get out there and fight and create the change that needs to be created to make a better world, not just for queer people, but for all people.
What do you want to say to members of Orlando's LGBT community and those who were at Pulse who may be listening to this?
I'm not sure that I want to say much. I think it's our job to listen to the Orlando community and to listen to people who were at Pulse and who witnessed it, survived it, and are still, I'm sure, processing the grief and coming to a deeper understanding of it and of themselves and the meanings of it. And so I think at this point I've been speaking for a while, and at this point maybe my job is to shut up and listen.
Dan Savage, syndicated columnist, voice of the podcast, The Savage Love Cast, and founder of the It Gets Better Project, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.